Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and EU pile new sanctions onto Russia for the Ukraine war's second anniversary and Navalny's death, AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The U.S. is imposing new sanctions against Russia following the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The State Department is designating three Russian officials the U.S. says are connected to Navalny's death.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
President Biden says the sanctions also target Russian firms that contribute to the Kremlin's war effort, as well as financial institutions. He called on Congress to pass more aid for Ukraine. It stalled in the House.
If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they want a vacation.
Previous sanctions have increased cost for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, but they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says expect more sanctions.
Today was just the start.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel seeks open-ended control over security and civilian affairs in the Gaza Strip, according to a long-awaited post-war plan by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The White House also has some ideas. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu presented his two-page document to his security cabinet late Thursday for approval. His ideas were swiftly rejected Friday by Palestinian leaders and run counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. John Kirby, White House National Security Communications Advisor, spoke about post-war Gaza.
We believe that whatever post-conflict Gaza looks like, the Palestinian people should have a voice and a vote in what that looks like. Through a revitalized Palestinian Authority.
Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. An ally of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny says that the Russian authorities have given his mother a deadline to agree to forge a public funeral, or forego, I should say, a public funeral, or else they'll bury him immediately on prison grounds. His close associate says that Navalny's mother was given 3 hours to accept a proposal for a private funeral outside the public eye, and what appears to be another dark twist in the almost week-long standoff with the Russian authorities to retrieve the politician's body. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud says that his country would defend itself if Ethiopia goes ahead with a deal to set up a naval base in the breakaway region of Somaliland and possibly recognize the territory as an independent state. Reuters' Olivia Zelino tells us more.
It is territory Somalia says it owns, even though the region has enjoyed effective autonomy since 1991.
If they come into the country, Somalia will do everything that it can to defend itself.
On January 1st, landlocked Ethiopia agreed to a memorandum of understanding to lease 12 miles of coastline in Somaliland. It prompted a defiant response from Somalia, and there are fears that the plan could further destabilize the Horn of Africa. President Mahmoud did not elaborate on what action his country might take, but he said he would only agree to discuss the matter with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed when the government in Addis Ababa renounces its intention to, quote, take part of our country.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zelino reporting. The U.S. Border Patrol has released hundreds of migrants at a bus stop after San Diego has run out of aid money. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Hundreds of migrants were dropped off Friday at a San Diego bus stop instead of a reception center that had been serving as a staging area because it ran out of local funding sooner than expected. The emergency shows how the largest city on the country's southern border is struggling to cope with the unprecedented influx of people. Migrants who previously had a safe place to charge phones, use the bathroom, eat a meal, and arrange to head elsewhere in the U.S. were left on the street. The nonprofit forced to close its doors had received $6 million to operate through March. Other migrant aid groups scrambled to help out as best they could with makeshift arrangements. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.